Patty Hinks was near tears at the Division of Air Quality meeting as she thought about the toxic pollutants like dioxin and mercury her grandchildren are being exposed to in their Foxborough home, a few hundred feet behind Stericycle's incinerator.
My little granddaughter's grown up there since she was a tiny baby. I'm concerned about the health. I'm concerned what is going to manifest itself in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years in these little people and in my daughter and everybody who lives there. I don't think we wait. I think we shut it down now.
DAQ Director Bryce Bird told the group of citizens and advocates that he's very concerned that the company not only exceeded emission standards for toxic pollutants, but apparently falsified its emissions tests. Bird says the DAQ is doing everything within its regulatory power to bring Stericycle into compliance. But if the company does not show that it can consistently control and report its emissions, the state has the authority to revoke their permit.
If we come to the point where they can't, you know, verify continual compliance, I think that is an option that will be on the table.
But Bird warns that takes time. The Division of Air Quality is currently waiting for Stericycle to decide whether it will challenge the state's allegations. Bird also revealed that the U.S. Department of Justice is conducting a criminal investigation into Stericycle's alleged manipulation of emissions tests. The Justice Department did not return calls to confirm the investigation. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.